This is Lagerlund, the guitarist, in concert at Berklee College of Music. Welcome to The Checkout. It's a podcast, and you know that, which means it's digital. And you can share it with your friends at any time convenient to you. Maybe you can do that for us. I'm your host, Simon Rettner. Today, we shine the limelight on one Norwegian artist, Lagerlund. He graduated from Berklee College of Music, and today he returns home to his alma mater to give us a special concert with some of his friends, the great Jonathan Blake on drums, who's been with him for more than 10 years, and a newcomer, the bassist Jared Henderson, having just graduated from Berklee College of Music himself, a performance we captured at Cafe 939's Red Room. And if you're interested in this performance, as I know a lot of you guitar geeks are, you can go to our website at wbgo.org, check out jazz.org, and watch the entire Lagerlund set for yourself. Here he premieres all new repertoire, music he never recorded before. And during this performance, not only do we get to know the sixth stringer, but we also get to hear his wry, self-deprecating sense of humor. This is The Checkout. I'm Simon Rettner. Please welcome the Lagerlund Trio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lagerlund, Jonathan Blake, Jared Henderson, the Lagerlund Trio, Suppressions. Hold me back, Jonathan Blake. Just a quick show of hands for everyone out there. How many of you are guitar players? Oh my lord. So basically, for those that aren't watching this webcast around the world on WBGO.org, about 88% of the audience raised their hand. You probably know the answer to this question. What do John Scofield, Lionel Loueke, Mike Stern, Bill Frisell, what do all these guitarists have in common? Lage, do you know?
I think I know it. Just hang on. Can I? Do I get a lifeline? Can I call a friend? I think.
Well, the answer is that they all attended this wonderful institution, as so many of you out here in the audience. That's right. And so the question I pose for you, a guitarist that grew up in a very small town in Norway, I understand the pronunciation is Skien, although it's pronounced Skien. Well, how do you say it?
Skien.
Skien.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Skien.
No. Skien.
Skien.
No, no, no. Skien. Skien.
Skien.
No, no, no. Skien. No, I'm just kidding.
Very good. At that time when you were around 13 years old, I understand you were on track to becoming a professional skateboarder. How close were you on that mission first?
Well, I mean, that's basically what I did from the age of like, I don't know, 7 to 12. And, you know, it was going okay. I mean, I got, you know, I had like a slight endorsement deal with some wheels that I didn't like. But the thing is, you know, at the time, this was before global warming, so you guys don't know about this because you're all millennials, but it used to be really cold in Norway during the winter, and it used to be snow. Now it's just like beach weather every day. But like six months out of the year, it was covered with snow, so it was like, well, I could go to the, you know, like parking garage and skate maybe, but I just needed something to do in the winter. So my dad played guitar, and there was a guitar in the house, and then some of my friends were starting to, you know, start bands and stuff. So I was like, okay, I'll do that, I guess. And here I am.
So of all the guitarists I named, and I'm sure of the guitarists that you knew that have attended Berklee at one time or another, who is your favorite guitarist that has attended this school, and why?
Well, Scofield attended.
That's right.
So definitely... Bill Frisell attended.
Yeah.
Right? Graduated? Wow, what a loser. And Matheny never attended, but he was, you know, was affiliated. Yeah, so attended those guys and Kurt for sure.
Kurt Rosenwinkel, of course.
And then I love Lionel, who was, we were here at the same time, but he's one of my favorite players.
From Benin, West Africa.
There's a lot. A lot of players.
All right. Well, please continue your warm welcome to Lagerlund and his trio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Music from the Lagerlund Trio, premiered here, Cafe 939, Red Room at Berklee College of Music, part of the Checkout Live at Berklee College of Music on WBGO, streaming worldwide right now on WBGO.org. This concert will also be archived there for your continuing listening pleasure. The last composition is called an Aquanaut.
Actually, we
Aquanaut.
It. Sorry.
Oh, that's not Aquanaut.
Sometimes we improvise. It's a bad habit we have, but we changed it. So that's actually called November.
Well, these are all original compositions by Lage Lund, the guitarist from Norway. And tell me, Lage, as somebody that writes tunes and is involved in the creative process, in creation, in writing out stuff, are you more like Bach, where stuff comes out fully formatted, or are you more like a grinder, like Leonard Cohen, and need to like rewrite stuff? What's your process?
I'm so much like Bach. It's scary. Like we're just, I just every morning I wake up and it's like, wow, I'm just like Bach. Wow, this is great. I'm very much not like Bach in so many ways. Yeah, that's my answer.
Well, take us through the process of that last tune, November-y. How do you write that tune?
So, as you can tell, that's pretty easy. But basically, I have for me, the hardest thing about writing a tune is the title. I have like two that are good, but I have like, 500 tunes. So November is one of the worst ones, but here's the thing. So I have this series of tunes, and they're all kind of similar in a way that they're basically just chorales, just like short forms, just a chorale kind of thing moving, and they have sort of different, rhythmic things going on. I just basically write the same tune, and I was like, hey, Jonathan, can you make this one different than the other one? Because that's why I pay him the big bucks. So I have all these tunes that are like short chorale forms, and I started doing them. And I just kind of, I just gave up on titles. So I was like, this is November. There's one in the book called October. October. We have September, January. So it's just like, I'm not even going to really try. But.
So there's no berries involved with the month.
Well, if you use your imagination, November would be like a very bitter, probably poisonous berry. So. The tune itself is a warning, but here's what I want to say, because I didn't set out to write terrible titles for my tunes, but that's where I am, and then I've come to embrace it, because especially if I before playing the tune say like, oh yeah, now we're gonna play one of my tunes, this is called November-y, the audience is gonna be like, really, there's no way this is gonna be good, just what's that. So setting the bar really low, like just setting expectations super low. So when they actually hear the tune, it's like, oh, it's not that bad. I was expecting it to be just terrible. So that's my strategy.
When can we expect to hear November-y on record, Lagerlund?
November-y 2000. it could be soon. I have a big backlog. I'm compositionally constipated. That's not the right. I have a lot of tunes that I haven't recorded, and so maybe I'll record that, or maybe one of the many other ones. But the next recording will be happening in January. January, Barry.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Lagerlund Trio.
Yeah, we're kind of done, but I wrote a new tune, so I'm going to try it. It's basically, we're just rehearsing now. You can leave if you don't feel it yet. This is a tune that's kind of basically just kind of about Ed Blackwell, but also kind of about one of my daughters. Anyway, hope you like it. Thank you. Jared Henderson.
The Lagerlund Trio. Thank you, everyone, for coming out for the 7th annual kickoff concert of the Checkout Live from Berklee College of Music. I'd like to give a special shout out to all of the wonderful people working on this event at Berklee Video Services and The Burn, Reggie Lofton, Tony Brown, Ken Schiffman, and of course Rob Hayes, Michael Borghita, for making this series possible. And please give it up for David Tallickson on the music mix, recording this concert. And thank you all for being such a lovely and warm audience. From WBGO, The Checkout, I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.